This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, December 21st, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. As presidential candidates begin to offer their opinions in the face of scrutiny from primary voters, where do they stand on school choice? Among Republicans, even the most ardent Federalists running for president still see some federal role in education. Neil McCluskey, the Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom, has tried to figure out where the loyalties lie. Among Democrats running for president, what have been their public comments on school choice?
Well, I've heard almost nothing about school choice from Democrats. Typically, the only time it comes up is if they're addressing the National Education Association or some other education interest group, in which case they'll say that definitely vouchers and that sort of school choice is not the answer. It's something that none of the Democrats at least want. Every once in a while, they'll say something nice about charter schools. Hillary Clinton and her husband had supported charter schools. For the most part, though, it never comes up. Democrats' concern and focus is always on more money and more programs and trying to keep as much power in the current system as possible.
Democrats have what has traditionally been a constituency in black parents and other minorities who, if you look at opinion polls, generally support school choice.
That's true, but that is not the group that they are focusing on when they talk about education. By far, the most powerful interest group, probably in the entire Democratic Party, and certainly when it comes to education, is the National Education Association, the teacher union. And then on top of that, you can throw in the American Federation of Teachers. All told, then, you're talking about millions, about 4 million teachers. They have huge power within the party. They do lots of campaigning. And so whenever education is the subject, that's the group they're focusing on. Not African Americans, not on parents in general, and really not on kids. It's on the group that brings the most power and the most money to Democratic politics.
Now, among Republicans, who has been most vocal in favoring school choice?
I think Giuliani has really talked the most about choice. Again, education hasn't come up a whole lot, either on the Democrat or the Republican side. But when it has come up, especially in a debate a couple weeks ago, what would Republicans do about education? Giuliani has spoken the most about making choice the key to his reforms. That said, all the major Republican candidates talk about choice. Romney talks about it. Thompson talks about it. Huckabee sort of talks about it. He's big in saying he's a defender of homeschooling. But the only one who's really made it central to his message is Giuliani and maybe Thompson. All the rest say nice things about it, but will also say they like high state standards. They sort of like No Child Left Behind, but not a lot. Nobody's really willing to just come out in favor of it, but they'll talk about high standards. And so Giuliani's really, at this point, seems to be the standard bearer for school choice among Republicans.
How many of the candidates running for president on the Republican side agree with your contention that the federal government has no authority to regulate education at the state or local level?
It's funny. Right now, it's hard to tell because I think they're running in a primary and they know that a lot of the people who will be voting for them really do believe that education is a state issue. So they've all emphasized that authority needs to remain primarily in the hand of states, and very few have said anything that would be definitive, that you could really pin them down and say they're saying the federal government should have a strong role in making states do things. The closest that comes to that is Romney, who has on several occasions stood up for the No Child Left Behind Act. He says he thinks states should have more control, but even his willingness to defend No Child Left Behind suggests that he wouldn't be against having a continued federal role in education. The rest of them go to pains to say it should be a state responsibility, but never to say the federal government absolutely should be out. And even someone like Ron Paul, who, his major plank is tax credits, his would be federal tax credits. Even though he talks about getting the federal government out of education, rightly, eliminating the Department of Education, he still talks about federal tax credits. So even the most libertarian-minded still has some federal involvement.
Now, Mike Huckabee has surged recently in polls, and you said that he defends homeschoolers, but he's essentially opposed to school choice in general, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's among the hardest to pin down of a whole lot of people who are floating out there who won't give you any concrete ideas. I've never seen, at least, him say anything nice about vouchers or tax credit programs, things like that. He goes to pains, I think, as a result to say he stood up to protect homeschoolers in his state and give them the ability to school at home without, you know, the foot or the heel of the state on their necks the whole time. But he also talks in very cryptic and sort of frightening terms about weapons of mass instruction. And it's all about art and music is really his focus. He thinks that No Child Left Behind and his focus on math and reading has narrowed the curriculum and that it's so important to have art and music. He won't say the federal government should impose it. He won't say state should impose it. It's kind of a feel-good thing he likes to talk about, you know, guitar helped change his life, learning how to play guitar, things like that. And so he won't take a stand and say, I don't think the federal government should be involved in education, and I believe in choice for everyone. But he'll say sort of nice things that can appeal to everyone, which, you know, I guess is what politicians do, but it sure makes it frustrating for any voter to know where will this guy really go, what will he actually do if elected in education.
Neil McCluskey is the Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can read more on school choice issues at our website, cato.org.